fact that the Democrat elite in permanent Washington are able and willing to use the power of law enforcement to go after and target their political opponents. Everyone from parents who have the audacity to go and attend a school board meeting because they're concerned about their children's education, all the way to a former president, is evidence that our country is no longer a functioning democracy or truly a free country. It's time for us, we the people, to vote out these anti-democracy politicians and take our country back.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. You were just listening to Democrat Tulsi Gabbard. Yes, Democrat. Although calling her a Democrat, it's like calling Lindsey Graham a staunch conservative. Tulsi Gabbard is more of an independent. She's more of a Joe Manchin. And those are the Democrats that I can get behind, and those are the Republicans I can get behind, because they're willing to see both sides of the aisle. They're not just condemned and stuck on one side, one party line. They are willing to bounce back and forth, unlike our congresswoman here, Alyssa Slotkin, who claims to be the most partisan congresswoman in Washington, but she has not voted against party lines since she's been in office. But regardless, she is absolutely right. Donald Trump has been indicted. He has yet to be arrested. He's yet to turn himself in. He will be doing that shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are no longer living in a free country. Welcome to the police state. We are now in a police state. You have let the Democrat Party take over this country. I don't know if it's going to be coming back. That's the scary part. We have a party that is in power, that takes their power more importantly. They take that and they want their power more than they want what's best for this country. They have gone after Donald Trump since early 2015 to mid-2015 to try and disparage him, to try and create lies, and everything has flown in their face. This should blow up in their face. There is no case here. Everything here has either been, well, it's been determined nothing illegal went on. I love the fact that all the news outlets are calling it a hush money payment. They make it sound so horrible when it's just a non-disclosure agreement, which happens all the time in the business world. Now, some people will say, well, this isn't a business transaction. Well, it is. When money exchanges hands, that's a business transaction. Did money exchange hands? Somebody's money exchanged hands. Now, if you listen to Trump's lawyer who used to work with Michael Cohen, who's a weasel, why this guy has any credibility whatsoever is beyond me. But Michael Cohen took out a home equity loan and paid off Stormy Daniels. And don't let him tell you, she's an adult actress. She's a porn star. She is not this illustrious adult actress. She's a porn star. She has sex on screen for money. She sells her body. There's nothing illustrious about that. Sorry. In my opinion, District Attorney Bragg, or Attorney General Bragg of Manhattan, needs to be brought up on charges, disbarred. And listen, you've got the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi, shortly after the grand jury indicted him, she goes on Twitter and says, "The grand jury has acted upon the facts and the law." No one is above the law, and everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence. Idiot. That's not how it works. This is what the Democrat Party is. The Democrat Party, they've already condemned this man a million times before. Idiot Pelosi, you go to jail or you go to trial to prove you're guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. You're not guilty until you prove your innocence. This is how the Democrat Party works. And listen, she made the quote, "No one is above the law," except if you're Jeffrey Epstein and all his clients. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi. If you're a Democrat, you're above the law. If you're Donald Trump or a Republican, you have the Department of Justice, the justice system, weaponized against you now. This, I said it last time I was on the show, this should scare every one of you conservatives, because the gloves are off. The Democrats have officially weaponized our justice system. So they can go after anyone they want. And don't think, oh, I'm just a little guy, they're not going to come after me. They will. Look at what they were doing to the parents who had the audacity to go to the school board meetings. They were domestic terrorists in the eyes of the Democrats. Listen, if Donald Trump gets indicted and found guilty, and there's a very good chance of that, he's not going to get a fair trial. Tell me, show me one person in this country who doesn't know who Donald Trump is. And my God, if he has the trial in Manhattan, he got blown out by Biden in Manhattan. Nobody likes him there. But here's the thing. Remember when Donald Trump was the darling? He was on, not Shark Tank, the one where you're fired. He was a media darling. He was in Home Alone. He was in music videos. He hobnobbed with all these Hollywood celebrities. They roasted him and made good fun with him. Now he's the Antichrist because he opposes the New World Order, which is what is here. The New World Order is here. The beginnings of Agenda 23 are here, everybody. They are going to tell you how to live, where to live, what you're going to do, and how you're going to do it. And it starts by getting rid of the people that are in their way, and it all starts with Donald Trump. And it's a sad, sad day here in America when a former president has been indicted on bogus misdemeanor charges. If anything, it's a misdemeanor. Now, they're going to try and find some campaign fraudulent or election fraud charges on here. There's nothing there. There is nothing there. But again, as I've said before, never underestimate the Democrats' ability to cheat, to fabricate, to make up things. The Democrats are powerful. Why? Because the Democrats are the KGB. The Democrats are the secret police now. They run this country. Conservatives need to be afraid. And while I agree with what Tulsi Gabbard said, I don't agree with all of it because we've tried to vote them out. We have tried to vote the Democrats and the anti-American politicians out of office. And they find a way to cheat to keep them in and to gain more power. That's where we are in America today. And it's so scary. And the sad part is there are so many people that are just loving the fact that, oh, bad orange man's going to jail. They have no clue. They are blinded by their hatred, blinded by their lies that they've been told. They have no idea what is coming down because it will start with going after conservatives. But some of these liberal libtards, once they see what the New World Order is like and their freedoms are gone, they're not going to like it. And they're going to start speaking out. And they're going to end up missing. They're going to be jailed. Basically, your social credit score is going to be destroyed, and you won't be able to do anything. You won't be able to get a job. You won't be able to get a house. You'll be living on the streets, and maybe if you survive, somebody might give you some scraps. This is what we're going down to. We're on a free fall there. Scary, scary, scary. Ah, what a great way to start the show. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. I do apologize for not being back on the show last week. I fought the upper respiratory crap that's going around my area for the longest time. We had bouts of it through the house, and the wife and I didn't get sick, and then guys at work got it, and I got it, and I got it bad. So this show is going to be short because I'm having a hard time talking. I'm coughing all the time, so I don't want to fill your ear with me coughing and then chop the show up. I'm just going to say what I have to say and go real quickly. I just wanted to put a show out because these are things we need to talk about. But thank you for all the kind words. Still feeling it. Still feeling it. It's been over a week and about a week and a half now. And, you know, the COVID that I had 2 years ago has messed with my lungs, so everything is exemplified when it gets into my lungs, and that's where it is, so we just deal with it. But we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about the Nashville shooter. So many issues on this one. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. The 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal, Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. The world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. The convention features 2 days packed with spooktacular speakers, presenters, demonstrators, authors, artists, paranormal celebrities, and so much more. Learn more about ghosts and all things paranormal, Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards, spirituality, psychic readings, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, mediums, Michigan lore and haunted history, private seances, gallery readings, oddities. There will be all-day speakers and demonstrations and presentations, prizes and giveaways, and so much more. A weekend two-day pass for the event is $100. A day pass is $55. Any add-on special event is only $25. And the world-famous Haunted Halls and Magical Marketplace is only $5. Again, November 4th and November 5th, 2023 at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, the 6th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. And tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you.
I left him in the summer, but I think I was wrong, cause I wondered all winter if we had fixed it in the fall, if we could ever be more. Flowers in the spring, wish I could take it back. Think I said something I don't mean. Cause seasons change.
Okay, so the whole show lineup has been thrown off with me being sick and not being able to do much on the show this week. And the fact that, you know, Trump's been indicted, and then we had a horrific elementary school shooting in Nashville. That's going to take top billing this week. We're just going to push next week's show topic to next week, or this week's show to next week. So, as you know, three adults, 3 9-year-old children were shot and killed by a transgender female who goes by a male. And the media has no idea what to do with this story. They are trying to squash every aspect of the fact that this person, this female, was identifying as a male. And listen, CBS has told their reporters, do not use the word transgender in any of your stories. If you work for CBS or even in the media industry, you have to ask yourself, what's the agenda at this point? If you have a major news source telling its reporters and its journalists, do not use the word transgender in any of your stories, there's a reason for that. The reason is they don't want it to get out that it's transgender. They don't want that as a known commodity. They don't want that, even though everybody knows. They don't want that drilled into everybody's head. They're hoping that everybody forgets. So they're calling this person Aiden instead of Aubrey, which is what her name is. And that's who she is. She's Aubrey. She's not Aiden. She's Aubrey. That should tell every single one of these journalists, every single one of these reporters, something's up. This is not right. We are lying to people, and they're knowingly lying to people. And the reporters and the journalists that go ahead with this directive and not use the word transgender, they have no credibility in anybody's eyes anymore because they're purposely manipulating the truth. So this transgender goes in and shoots up the school and the trans community in. Listen, I get it. I don't even know how to approach this subject. I don't care if you're gay. I really don't. I don't care your lifestyle. But the fact that the trans community, who equals maybe 0.1 to 0.2% of the population in this country, is calling the shots now is atrocious. It's a travesty. And it's all because the Democrats are looking for any type of vote they can get. And you've got people walking around, I'm trans. No, you're not. You're confused. You're attention seeking. You want attention. And that's fine. Don't shove it down my face. Like these drag shows. I saw a clip of Jon Stewart talking to somebody and saying, why is it so wrong to have drag queen shows in elementary schools? And the guy couldn't answer the question. And Jon Stewart made him look like an idiot. And if that were me, the question I would have is, why would you? What is the purpose other than conditioning and grooming these children? That's the only reason. There's no need for it. Why do you have to go to these schools? And why is anybody surprised that there's kids are getting lap dances, kids are getting provocative dances danced in front of them, and people are outraged, and the media can't understand why? You're bigots. You're transphobic. Yes. Yes, I am. I very much am. I cannot believe the trans community right now. A quote, I think it was from PFLAG, was while the school shooting in Nashville was horrific and we mourn the deaths of the six people that were killed, we have to look at the bigger tragedy, and that is Aiden. The bigger tragedy is Aiden. They are going to take this trans moron who killed 3 children, 9-year-old children, in cold blood, along with 3 adults who had the audacity to go to school that day, killed them. They're going to make this female into a martyr, into a victim. No, the victims aren't the kids. The victims aren't the 3 dead adults. The victim is the trans. What the hell is going on here? And the media is running with this. The media is calling Aubrey a victim. This is insane. Look at it this way. If you would have gone, if Adam Lanza would have shot up Sandy Hook and they found out he was mentally incapacitated. He has a mental issue. If you would have turned the tables and said he's the victim, oh my God, people would have gone ape shit crazy. But because this is a trans person, no, she is the victim. She was an outcast. Well, yes, you're an outcast. Biologically, you are a male. I don't care how you transition. I don't care what you do. Your DNA states you are a male. You can't change the DNA. You may be able to change your bodily parts. You may be able to change your hormones. You may even be able to change your bone structure. You cannot change your DNA. It can't happen. What you are born as is what you are. Sorry, trans. That's how it is. But we have the media and the liberals all up in arms. So many people are transphobic these days. This is why this happened. No, this is not why this happened. This happened because this individual was mentally unstable. And of course, the Democrats, the first thing Joe Biden does is he goes out and calls for an assault weapons ban. First thing he does. I have the answer to our gun control problem. Yes, ban guns, but only ban them from liberals, because liberals are the only ones that are performing or perpetuating these mass shootings. You don't see Republicans going out and shooting up schools. I had this idiot who I commented on a thread on Facebook, and this idiot came out and said, every mass shooter that we've had has been a Republican. Look at Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter. Stephen Paddock was a raging liberal, huge BLM Antifa supporter. That's not a Trump supporter. These people are just so brainwashed and so out of touch with reality, it's not even funny anymore. At first, it was funny. I'd laugh at them. I'm like, how can you go through life this stupid? Well, their stupidity is changing the course of this country. So, yes, I agree. Ban weapons. Ban guns. But ban them from the liberals. Keep the Republican law-abiding citizens armed. Because when the shit hits the fan, when the shit hits the fan, we're going to be the ones covering your ass. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. If I see a liberal that I know wanted to ban guns and they've got a gang of foreign nationals after them, well, you know, sorry, should have had that gun. I don't know. I don't know. Haven't been in that. Don't want to be in that. But who knows what would happen. But this is what this country is coming to. And it's not just this country. It's a worldwide phenomenon. But we in America, we are just embracing the trans community. The trans community can do no wrong. They're so oppressed. Right now, if you're a straight white male, you are the oppressed one. You are automatically looked as a racist, white supremacist, bigot, transphobe who has no business being alive. So if you are a black, gay, transgender person, you have the world handed to you. And I don't mean that disparagingly, but that is how the world is. You can't deny that. You know, when the two officers that shot Aubrey dead, and, you know, normally I don't laugh at death and stuff like that, but I saw a meme. It revolved around Toy Story, the movie, and basically it was a picture of her sprawled out dead on the floor with her face covered because apparently her head was blown away. But it basically had Buzz saying, "Andy," and then it just said Woody blank, and then a picture of her, like how they just drop where they are. Or the best one was now identifies was were. That was the best one. I don't feel bad. Anyone that can go in and shoot children like that does not deserve an ounce of sympathy. Shame on you to the trans community right now. Instead of mourning the loss of this sick, sick individual who the world is better off without, you should be mourning the loss of those three innocent children and those three innocent adults. But no, we're going to have a trans day of rage is what they want to do. They want to have a trans day of rage. Bring it. Bring that trans day of rage. I will kick you in your not wanting to be there male balls when you come at me. Because I am done. I'm done coddling this community. This community has had everything handed to them. They've basically said, you have free reign to do whatever you want. And they've just absolutely taken an inch and went a mile. Everywhere you look, it's trans, it's drag, it's trans, it's drag. And they don't care. They are aggressive. They are in your face, and they are extremely confrontational because the world that they live in, they're persecuted. Because the world you live in is living in reality. You live in your own fantasy land where you want to be an equal to everyone else. Well, by who you are not an equal. You are half the human that you were. You were born a man and you chose to become a woman or vice versa. Therefore, you have taken half of your existence away from you. And again, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what you do with your life. You could change yourself four or five times. You could put a tail on you, put ears on you, and call yourself a cat. I don't care. But it's when you start confronting me about it and then always in my face about it and getting everything for free, and it's still not enough. Still not enough for you guys to feel like you're getting your just due. Well, you really want to know how to turn the country against you? Do what you just did. Do what you just did, trans community. Justify the victim being the shooter. Don't justify the victims being the ones that the shooter killed. Justify the victim as the shooter. And let's just quickly talk about guns. Because, listen, everybody, as I said, you want a quick way to get rid of the gun problem, the mass shootings in this country, ban gun from all liberals. Ban them from all liberals. Because they're the ones that are perpetuating these crimes, and it needs to stop. It's the gun-free zones. It's the liberals' policies. Listen, I can't remember if it was Tim Scott or Rick Scott. One of the Scott congressmen had a proposal that he wants to bring to the floor that anyone that perpetuates a mass shooting in a school, it's automatic death penalty. Automatic. And, oh, my God, make it hurt. None of this lethal injection where, hey, night-night, have a good nap. No, shoot him in the kneecap before you shoot him in the back of the head. Shoot him in the arm. Shoot him anywhere. Turn that electric chair on just a little and then just gradually turn it up. Make them suffer. Maybe then, people will start thinking twice about doing this stupid shit. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the liberals looking at us as the bad guys because we want to be able to protect ourselves. We're not the ones that are killing these people. It's the liberals. It's a mental health issue. If you really want to break it down, it's not even the gun's fault. The gun doesn't kill anybody. It's the bullet that fires out of the gun. Great. I might have just given them another thing to ban. Bullets now. Although they're trying immensely. This is a problem. Yes. The mass shootings are a problem. But listen, where were these mass shootings when Trump was in office? There were none. I could count them on one hand. Hell, I can't even count on two hands how many we get a week now under these Democrat policies. And they're getting closer to home. And it needs to stop. I'm tired of the bullshit. We need to stand up. That's what we have to do. We have to stand up and say, no. Trump getting indicted. Stand up. Protest. Protest. Peacefully, but protest. These trans and these liberals going out shooting people. Stand up to your politicians. Say guns are not the problem. Your policies are the problem. Liberals, I'm looking directly at you. You can't look at this and not say it's not a mental health issue. You can't look at this and say, wait a minute. Every one of these are in a gun-free zone where no one is able to protect themselves. You want a quick example of how this tragedy could have been averted? Have a cop at the door. First off, I don't even know how this woman got into the building, but regardless, have a cop at the door, fully armed, fully loaded. Yeah, let's see how far she would have got in there. Simple. Well, Tom, maybe the cop goes crazy. Okay, maybe one, two, every couple years goes crazy. That's why you double up. So you have somebody that's going to protect the kids from the one guy that goes bad. But it's still going to be a million times better than just having somebody waltz in and the teacher's got to lock the door. Boy, I hope they don't open the door. Hell, in my school, those doors are supposed to be closed all the time and locked. Or I should say my kids' school district. No, they're unlocked. Anybody could walk in at any time and just start shooting up. And that's a problem. Our school districts, they say they take this seriously. I don't know if they... You know, especially in these small school districts, but literally that's where it happens. You don't see this in New York. You don't see this in major metropolitan areas. You find them in the outskirts schools. They don't think, it'll never happen here until it does. Things need to change. I that's all I have to say. I mean, protest. Rise up. Make this country yours again. Take your country back because we are right there. I have never been so afraid that our country is lost. But even if we rise up and even if we protest right now, I don't know if we'll get it back. It's that bad. All righty, everybody. That'll be the show this week. I have got to cut it short. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week, hopefully with the topic I was going to have today. But thank you for listening. Contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. For now, ghostseeker4@charter.net. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.